half minutes past 7 o'clock. The sound of Tresor with Zambezi. And as promised, we're now with the legend of the Comrades Marathon from the North Coast, Barry Holland, and Arthur Bertram from Dolphin Coast Riders. Welcome, guys. Lovely to have you in the studio.
Morning. Thank you, David.
So the Comrades has been officially launched. It's a go. It's different to previous years because obviously we're coming off the back of some severe restrictions, and it's not over yet. The pandemic continues, but I think it's rather almost in taking second place to what's happening on the world stage at the moment. So not only do we have a pandemic, but we could be facing the Third World War. But in terms of runners' preparation, none of that matters. The big thing is the Comrades.
Absolutely. It's back.
And Barry, you hold the distinction of having run the most consecutive Comrades Marathons. I think I'm correct in saying you and one other gentleman are neck and neck together to compete for the most consecutive Comrades Marathons in history.
Yeah, David, that's right. I've run 47 Comrades Marathons, and I'm Andy. Louis Massain is my competitor.
Your nemesis.
My nemesis. No, we're actually good mates.
Of course, but when it comes to comrades, that's every, you know, although it's we together, you know, but ultimately it is for you. This is. And you've had a bit of a health challenge at the moment that you're managing to overcome.
Yeah, recently something called mitral fibrillation, where the top chamber of your heart stops pumping properly. So, and it's a typical thing that's brought on by many, many decades of endurance sport. Cyclists get it, long distance runners get it, etc. So it's been a bit of a challenging time, but you know, I'm getting back on the road, and yeah.
Well, we wish you huge success. Thank because I know the last time we spoke, you weren't sure whether you were going to be able to compete this year, but it looks like you are determined to.
Well, I'm determined, absolutely.
Well, this is good news. Good news for those that are rooting for you, and of course, Dolphin Coast Riders 100% behind you because you're one of them. And Arthur, tell us what the regulations for the Comrades hold for those that are hoping to compete this year.
Well, they've so things have changed substantially. I mean, in the last couple of runnings, we got up to, I think, 25,000 entries. Those numbers are coming back, so they're capping at 15,000 this year.
What does that mean? Does it mean if you have already entered but you couldn't run because of the restrictions, do you go into a lottery now?
No. So it's a little more sort of nuanced than that. So the rest of the world and the rest of Africa's pay substantially more. So their 2020 entries will be valid if they want to take them up. But the rest of us will have first preference at entering, although there you certainly have to pay again. Unfortunately, those 2020 entry fees have disappeared into the running of the Comrades Marathon Association and paying salaries and keeping the organization running.
Okay, so the bottom line is there are now fewer opportunities and no doubt much more interest in competing this year because, well, it was an off year last year. I think 2 years it has been.
2 years. Mm.
Yeah. 2 years, yeah.
So now this is the big one. What is your advice to runners that are keen to participate?
It's going to be, and I suppose we should address, I think for many Comrades runners, this is the elephant in the room in a sense. Because they have said that there's two, there's a first entry period, which starts on the 23rd of March and finishes on the 31st of March. So it's a week for the 15,000 places to be taken. But as Arthur has said, first preference is given to all runners that entered successfully the 2020 Comrades but couldn't compete. And then there's a second entry period that opens, I think, in April. And runs right through to the middle of May.
But do you have to qualify in this particular calendar year? In other words, do you have to now do the normal qualifying runs?
No, your qualification can be any time from September of last year all the way through to the 12th of July. The 12th of July is the final cutoff. But just going back to that point and addressing that and this talks immediately to the huge disappointment that they're going to be having in the running community of the novices. Now, obviously, the novices are a huge part of Comrades. Typically, in a field of 20,000, there'll be anything between 5,000 and 6,000 novices. So it runs very high as a percentage of the field. And unfortunately, I don't believe many novices will get a look in for this Comrades, unfortunately, because of that 15,000 cap and because we've missed it for 2 years. And every Comrades runner like myself and, you know, our club members and stuff, and the guys that are the heart and soul of running, they want to get back and run the Comrades. So a big disappointment, but I think a lot of the novices will miss out, unfortunately. Oh. But I've got a view on that, and in a sense, you can argue and say, but the guys that have been running Comrades like myself and guys that have run 10 or 5 or 3 or whatever, they've paid their dues.
Yeah.
They've been there. They've run all the mornings at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they've done all those long runs on a Sunday of 40 and 45 k. So they've paid their dues. So maybe if the novices have to, you know, wait another year, well, unfortunately, that could be the case.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to a degree. Presumably, though, there will be opportunities for those that wanted to run but couldn't. I'm sure there's going to be other alternative type Comrades events taking place that'll give you an opportunity to experience the camaraderie, if you like.
There's also the substitution process that kicks in the month of June. So there's a lot of those 15,000 spots are going to get taken up by people then have entered and realize, oh hell, I can't get fit enough in time,
or pick up an injury or something.
Whatever has happened, yeah. And there are substitutions available, and so a lot of the people that would want to run, we'll still get a shot at it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll watch the space.
Yeah.
And now on to matters local. The Dolphin Coast Riders going from strength to strength. The legendary club night is tonight.
Yes, indeed,
Dave.
What is on the agenda for this evening?
Well, we have our regular Thursday time trial down at the club. It is still summertime, so it's 5:45 sharp, the run starts, but it's a bit of a social occasion for us. We make a special effort on the last Thursday of the month to get everyone down there, run, don't run, either way. It's actually also known as Brown Out, sponsored by our good mate Wazza. And we have a bit of a social scene, we have a bit of a raffle going on, we have the bras are lit, the pub is open, some of the cheapest libations in town. And it's just a good sort of coming together of good people interested in running, or used to be interested in running, or currently running.
And it's open to anyone that feels like possibly exploring what the club has to offer, or just to have a social get-together with good people.
Exactly. And you know, really speaking, as much as we're talking Comrades today, we absolutely have people running at all levels. So, you know, there's folks who come out to turn their legs over for 5Ks twice a week, and then there's folks who are, you know, racing some really impressive times. So anyone who wants to get involved, come along. All welcome on a Thursday evening at the Striders Clubhouse.
And obviously the club, as I said earlier, continues to grow. The town continues to grow. Are you going to put a cap eventually on membership, or is this going to be just a never-ending story?
Well, Dave, that's not something we're at a point of yet. You know, in time, we may have to look at the, you know, our limiting factor is generally parking at the clubhouse,
yeah,
you know, during a big run. But that said, we're managing. We've got parking nearby, you know, within 100 meters that people can use. And we are conscious of maintaining the kind of standards of service and give back to our community. But I think certainly for the foreseeable future, we've got capacity to manage that. And, you know, the more folks on board and the more bodies there are to lend effort to the club, the better we can do.
And I've got to stress that it's a wonderful way, because there are so many newcomers in and around the Ballito area now, finding out about, I suppose, meeting the neighborhood, if you like. It's a wonderful way of doing that. Mm. It's not just a question of coming down with your athletic prowess and showing off. It's a question of getting together with like-minded, happy, healthy people that want to share, I think, in life of the Ballito way, the best way. And you see more and more people out on the streets. I'm continuously envious of those that seem to effortlessly get up at the crack of dawn and sally forth, because you have the sense of, I think, the glow of achievement that comes after a run. I'm not a runner. I've declared this now, right now. I would love to be, maybe what is your message to people like me who are not runners but would love to be but are intimidated by the notion of after so many years of inactivity trying to get going?
You know, Dave, I think Barry can also jump in here, but just because we're the running club, once again, we are not a bunch of really elites. I mean, obviously there's, you know, I'm currently behind a microphone and not on a screen, but I'm certainly well-rounded myself. So, you know, just rock up and run. It's that simple.
And we have got this level for everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got these wonderful interventions we've had over the last couple of years, like Jumpstart and things like that, where that takes people from 1 kilometer, walking and running 1 kilometer up to, you know.
And I think the interesting thing, Barry, you are an example of someone who has run competitively but also socially all your life. You look remarkable, and I think you feel very good despite the recent health setback. But because you're in such good condition, obviously you've bounced back from that rapidly. But generally speaking, I think it's proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that an active lifestyle is the key to a successful lifestyle, if you like. Health is the new wealth, without a doubt.
Absolutely, Dave. And you know, we just live in paradise here. Yeah. We're so blessed. We've got this promenade of ours. Mm. What a fantastic facility to be able to run the sort of 3-odd kilometers along the promenade, and you run there and back. You've got a 6K run, and you're running in paradise.
And I've noticed that there are those that start off with not much intention of progressing, and discovering that they remarkably have become much more able. And then there are guys and girls in the club that have the expertise to mentor and develop you to the point where if you want to compete then at a higher level, you can do that.
Absolutely. We've got very, very professional training programs, very, very erudite and absolutely passionate club captain who puts the programs together, etc., with help from guys like myself with experience. From that perspective, the club is extremely well run. And it is continually putting back into the members. So what does the person have to do? Just pitch up.
Well, there it is.
Just pitch up.
Just arrive, and you can do that. I was there not too long ago, and I think I might even go tonight. It's such fun. Look forward to catching up again in a week's time with Dolphin. Is it a week?
It's normally on the last Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Thanks for that. So in a month's time, we'll get together on the radio. But if you would like to meet and find out more about the Dolphin Coast Striders tonight at 5 o'clock?
You can rock up from about 5:30, but the time trial itself will start at 5:45 exactly on GPS time.
Okay. So there it is. You don't have to run the time trial to enjoy the club night, but if you want to, there it is. Pop along. You'll find them down at the bottom of the Bolito village, just where the caravan park and the Waterbury coffee shop, for those that that's a landmark. Well, in between the two, you'll find the Dolphin Coast Riders. It's a wonderful club to join, a great social event, and no doubt you will find yourself extraordinarily welcome there. Barry, Arthur, thank you for joining me on the morning show, and we look forward to a month's time catching up with more news from the runners of the Dolphin Coast Striders.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And we continue with the morning show on 88 FM.